Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen.
Hey, this is Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I am so thrilled to be with you. It's going to be an amazing show and very uplifting, I promise. Because I've got an amazing guest who will be coming on later by the name of R.J. Hodges. And R.J. is going to talk to us about the art of mastering you. And to get us kick-started, what are you doing out in the world? Just had an amazing interview today with somebody on another show being interviewed about media, books, and radio, because, you know, I turn books into bestsellers, and I teach people how to message their brilliance out into the world through radio and other mediums. So if that's something that you're headed towards, definitely check out mybestsellerbook.com as well as MediaMasteryRadio.com and get some relief for your business today. You know, money, such a big conversation because, you know, we make a lot of jokes as though it's not an important thing, but can we be honest here? Money is freedom. As far as I'm concerned, money is freedom. Money is also the ability to do what your heart desires. And for those of us who love to help and love to be of service, how the heck are you going to do it without money? Money is a real door opener, right? You want to give to somebody, give to an organization. You want to assist somebody or give someone a job. Your team, the team that you hire with money that you pay them for their work and services, you're being of great support out into the world. So let's talk about money, because for so many, money is an issue. It's sort of a pattern that happens over and over again. The same sort of thing happens, and it's really frustrating, and I have so much compassion for that frustration. Money-wise, let's be wise about money. And here's some money mindset shifts that can actually make a big difference. Sometimes what it really takes is an attitude adjustment about financial thinking that can give each of us a new sense of dollars. So dollars and cents, S-E-N-S-E. So here's some suggestions. We can write a letter to money. I really like this because it takes no time and it's just you and a piece of paper and a pen. Everybody has a complicated relationship with money. And if you want to get to the bottom of that confusion around money, I encourage you to put pen to paper and write not just a letter, but a love letter. Write a love letter to money. Because money is a loaded, serious topic, and when we write a love letter, it lets us have a sense of humor about it. So what you can do is aim for a page or two of this love letter and just let loose, total stream of consciousness style, and think of it as an exploration. You know, for some people, these love letters to money, they can say things like, hey, where have you been all my life? For others, it can be, I'm embarrassed to tell people how much I love you. Maybe you'll even look back in your past together or apart with money. What you can do is recount in detail the time that one of you betrayed or abandoned the other. Say the way you dealt with your credit card bill, for instance. You can even trace the relationship with money back to a childhood crush on your allowance, if you will. You know that you have hit that sweet, honest spot when you feel a little embarrassed. And once you've signed off, read the love letter. What does it tell you about your emotions about money and how that might be affecting your decision-making? Not just in terms of dealing with cash, but also in terms of the jobs you've chosen, the home you live in, and the future you dream of. How can you use this knowledge from your love letter moving forward? Writing the letter goes beyond the factual And it gets at any shame or hang-ups that you might have. And once you begin to unearth the deeper feelings, you start to notice how they play out in your shopping, how they play out in your spending, how they play out in your saving patterns. So here's what you can do after the love letter. Try a spending fast. It's interesting. Often for people who have money issues, it's like water in their hands. Once they get it, they spend it. So a spending fast actually is a designated period, let's say a month. Just pick a month, 30 days, during which you buy nothing but absolute necessities. Anna Newell Jones, who wrote the book The Spender's Guide to Debt-Free Living, says by making a spending fast big decision, you save yourself from having to make 1,000 small ones. So basically, you're shopping and you look at new throw pillows, buy them, don't need them. Dinner and a movie, nope, we'll stay in just for this 30 days. And you can use a month-long fast to pay down a particular debt or simply to observe your impulses. Where are they? See when and why cash disappears. When time is up, after the 30 days, you might choose to adopt something a little bit more lenient, like a spending diet, allowing yourself a fixed amount each month for discretionary spending. But do the work. Don't just sit back and watch money and be wondering what the issue is and why you keep experiencing it. Actually dialogue with it. Dialogue with money. You can even do a Debbie, for instance, D for Debbie and M for money, and write back and forth. Ask it every question. Well, who are you in my life? Why do I have issues with you? Why do you not seem to come in or ever stay around? What do I need to do differently? How can I create more of you? Would you like to be with me? You could ask it lots of questions in your journal, and it's a very healing journey indeed. So speaking of healing, I want to talk a little bit more about healing. Healing is actually letting go of fear, and health, whether it's with money or physical health or mental health, health is actually inner peace. When we are no longer recreating the problem, we reaffirm the solution. So I really like this. Harry Douglas Smith wrote, "It makes no difference whether one is kneeling on a prayer rug in the Near East, dancing around a fire in the jungle, singing in a cathedral in France, entreating an intercessor at the Shrine of Lourdes, burning lamps on the steps of Chichi Castenango, painting with sand in the land of the Navajo, spinning a prayer wheel in Tibet, or receiving the laying on of hands anywhere. At all times, the healing power is within every person. It is always ready, and it is always the same. It demands no ritual, showmanship, or fanfare to bring us the healing we seek." So just remember, separateness is an illusion, and when you heal yourself, you heal the world. Heal your relationship with money. Truly, even separation from money, which is an energy, is an illusion. So that is what I wish for you today. As I promised, RJ Hodges is here with me, and RJ is a professional speaker, certified personal mastery life coach, certified practitioner in the healing art of Reiki, and the creator of a coaching system known as LIFE, L for living, I for in, F for full, and E for existence, living in full existence education. RJ is a best-selling co-author of the book Mission Unstoppable, partnering with world-renowned leaders George Frazier and Les Brown. RJ does coaching and speaking engagements for youth and young adults ages 13 to 18, teaching them effective communication skills and how to plan for a successful future. RJ's empowerment company has established youth and young adult empowerment organizations in the United States and in the UK. You can connect with RJ Hodges at rjhodgesspeaks.com. RJ, welcome to the Dare to Dream show. Great to have you. Hey, RJ, is you there or is you ain't?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Awesome.
Okay. Great.
Thank you for connecting. I'm so looking forward to our conversation on the art of mastering you. So welcome,
definitely.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
This is great. So how did you come up with that? The art, and by the way, I agree, because being in media, that's one of the things I have to teach a lot when I coach people, is how to get back to the basics of them being them and, frankly, the brilliance and the gifts they came here to be. What does that mean for you in the work you do, the art of mastering you?
Honestly, that whole art of mastering you philosophy, it really came from me applying a lot of external principles, trying my best to be successful, trying my best to accomplish a lot of things. And to be perfectly honest, it just wasn't working. And I finally established this quote, and I use it a lot, and I say that a principle is only as good as the spirit or the person that it comes into contact with. So I started to understand that I was reading a lot of books. I had the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps of how to create wealth, but it wasn't making me wealthy. I had the 5 steps to a better relationship, but it wasn't making my relationship better. So I finally figured out that the common denominator wasn't the principles, it was me. And I started to understand, instead of me working on all of these things that I want to add to me, why not work more on the foundation? Why not work more on becoming the higher and the better version of myself? That way, when I come into contact with these principles, they actually produce the way I really want them to produce.
Ooh, I love the sound of that. So what kind of secrets did you learn that made that incredible shift so that you could produce, you could receive, you could have all those desires?
Honestly, it wasn't a fun one at first, you know, and most of the time when I tell my coaching clients this, they're like, wait a minute. I'm like, the first thing I had to do was look in the mirror. I always say that first and foremost, you have to face yourself. And when I say face yourself, I'm not just talking about that person that you see in the morning that doesn't look so good. I'm talking about face your internal self. So I had to be really honest about who I was. I had to be honest that I was kind of lazy at the time. I was a bit of a procrastinator. I had a lot of fear in me. I was afraid to do this. I had a lot of, you know, just all of these hindrances that those were my internal foundations. And the first thing was is that I had to be honest with myself. I had to face myself. And then I had to start working, getting over those things by first and foremost finding out where they came from. Once I started to do that, I promise you, my entire life started to change, which birthed another quote that nothing ever really worked for me until I started working on me. And I kind of preach that to my clients and to people every single day. Once I started to face myself and I learned that, hey, if I start working on me, things will start working for me, everything changed.
How did you start working on yourself? Was that a self-journey, or did you align yourself with other people and methodologies?
A bit of both. It actually started with a lot. Can I say a lot one more time? A lot. A lot of meditation, a lot of just stillness. What I learned was is that a lot of times we're so full of what I call outside stimuli. Stuff is always coming at us all the time. It's a phone ringing. It's this. My phone just rung actually a second ago. So it's always something happening, and I just started to turn that stuff off. I started to spend some real quiet time with myself. I started to embrace my thoughts, and even if they were bad thoughts, I started to embrace what they were and where they were coming from. And then once I kind of got a little bit more in tune with myself, I did seek help, because I understand now that only a fool is his own advisor. So I didn't want to advise myself in this whole thing. So I started to seek help. I started to take my own medicine, which means that I got a coach and I went to some counseling and I did all of those things that sometimes we feel like we don't need. Sometimes we feel like, you know, I can do this by myself. But I started to understand if I could do it by myself, I probably would have already done it. It was a combination of first and foremost getting still, cutting out a lot of the outside stimulation that was just feeding me some of the negativity and some of the things that was propelling me in the wrong direction, and then also getting some help as well.
Oh, I so honor that you took on a journey like that. That's tremendous, to be still enough, as you said, to take a look inside, also to trust other people on the outside that you might know something I don't, and if I work with you, things could change and rearrange inside of me.
Yeah.
And I want to bring up some names of people that it's clear had the qualities you're talking about, Les Brown, George Fraser. So you become a best-selling author in 2015 after your book release, working with these world-renowned leaders. Did you get to interact with Les and George?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, the funny thing, that's such a funny story. Since I was 18 or 19 years old, saying that I will be a speaker, Les Brown and George Fraser, to me, are the giants in this industry,
yeah,
along with the Zig Ziglars and all these people that I've looked up to over the years. And I really just held that intent for all of these years, and I became a part of this book off of one phone call. Mm. And I always tell people, it's something about when you get in contact with you and you develop this level of belief and this level of confidence and this level of what I start to call now internal strategy, where you're not worried and frustrated all the time. Mm. When you develop that, I had one phone call with a friend, and he knew I was writing my book. And he said, hey, Les Brown and George Fraser are putting together a co-authored book. I think you should be a part of it. I'm going to send you George's number. Just call him. Tell him I told you to call, and I got to go. And I'm like, wait, what? Call him just out of the blue? Like, what do you mean? And he's like, yeah, call him. Bye. He hung up. And I'm just like, so here's that fear coming back again. So I'm like, I can't call this man. I can't, you know, how do I call this man and say, hey, my friend said that I should call you because he said, yeah, that sounds absolutely crazy. Mm. But thankfully I did it. I gave George a call. George was getting on an airplane. I told him a little about myself. We had met maybe 10 years prior just in passing briefly, and I shared that story with him. And he said, listen, I'm about to get on a plane. I'll be off the plane in about an hour and a half, and I'll call you back. He hung up, and I said, okay, that was great talking to him, but I know I'll never hear from this guy again. You know, the fear and the doubt once again, because it can't be that simple. And literally, almost an hour and a half on the dot, my phone rang, and it was George Fraser, and he said, listen, I want you to be a part of this project, and the rest is history. Just that simple, all from, in my opinion, the intent that I held all of those years that I would work with these gentlemen. And then he added, oh, Les Brown is a part of this too, and that just blew my mind even more.
And what were they like? What was your experience of them?
Absolutely incredible. Everything that you could think that they could be in that caliber of where they are, it's incredible. I mean, both of them today are in their 70s.
Right.
So if you look at how long they've done this, how many places they've traveled, you know, how many audiences they've spoken to, you can't do that and not continue to grow. So as much as they teach, they've grown that much more. So it's just to get that wisdom. George was just here in Atlanta where I live maybe like a couple months ago, and he spoke, and it was a very private setting. It was probably 60 people, 70 people in the room, and, you know, it was so intense that you couldn't even clap. Like, you want to clap, but you can't, because it's just like you're frozen. So it's like they've amassed so much knowledge and so much wisdom over the time that they've been doing this.
Yeah.
It just puts you in a place of awe just to even listen to anything that they have to say.
Mm.
So that was just an absolute, that's probably one that will always be one of the highlights of my career as a speaker, as a coach, and as an author.
I really love hearing that. Wow, that they actually live up to what you think they will, and more and even more.
Yeah.
Well, I'm interviewing R.J. Hodges, speaker and certified coach. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show at DebbieDashinger.com or Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. When we come back, we're going to be speaking to R.J. Hodges about the brand he has, which touches lives daily, and what is going on with him and his audiences on leadership, purpose, and personal development. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here throughout 2016 in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish, and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
You want to be whole? You want to be healed? You want to live life fully?
This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio, and I am speaking with R.J. Hodges. RJ, you focus on helping people master themselves, so I'm curious to know more about mastering ourselves in terms of results. What are the ways we can align with mastering ourselves, becoming the best version of ourselves, and what do we do to create optimal results? I guess that's like ROI, right?
Right.
Return
right.
on investment.
Definitely. You know, one of the first things that I do with clients is I find out where you are. Not where you are in business, not where you are, you know, as far as your goals, but where are you personally? To me, there are factors in our lives, and if those factors aren't balanced, then we're going to have some issues, which means that, you know, first and foremost, your spiritual life needs to be intact, whatever that means for you. Mm-hmm. Your relationships need to be intact. Your health needs to be intact. Your money and your business needs to be intact as well. All of those things make up who we are as people, and it makes us balanced. So I always kind of start with where people are in each one of those areas, and typically I find that there's some off-balance somewhere. And whenever there's off-balance, I know that that thing is going to soon creep into the goal that you have. I work with a lot of entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs, and that's where I start them at, because I always say, we're not two different people. You're not one person personally and a different person professionally. You're the same person. So whatever's going on personally, it creeps over into the professional. If you're trying to build a business right now, but your relationship is going through hell, guess what? It's going to affect how you're building that business. You know, so mastering yourself is not just about becoming professionally heavy or professionally successful. It's about you being happy and fulfilled and peaceful. And I truly believe that creating that internal environment of peace is where we start. That's step one. And usually where I start with a person on that is, what's your daily routine for peace? What do you do every single day? And I usually ask a person a simple question. What do you do every morning when you wake up? And most people, when they wake up, here's how it goes. And anybody listening, if you're not right now, you can relate to this. You wake up, you hit the snooze button. You let the snooze for a little while, then it goes off again. Then you wake up in a panic. And you start your day in this panic. You rush, you shower, you drive, you sit in traffic, you go to work, you go to your office, whatever the case may be, and you live in a constant, consistent flow of chaos. There's no way to be happy in that. It's absolutely not. So I always start people, and the first thing is, let's start in a place of peace. Let's wake up and do something that I call starting up right. Let's wake up and do a minute of meditation. A few minutes of meditation if you can, but just waking up in a moment of silence, a moment of visualization of how you want this day to go. Because if you consistently start in a place of peace, now your day starts to flow in a place of peace because your perspectives are now changing. So I always start there. Everything with me is first and foremost, it's about foundation. And then, of course, we start to kind of dive into facing yourself, because I want to find out what are your hindrances. What I hate to see is people that are trying to build a life and build a business and reach all of these goals, but they haven't mastered the small things. You know, the very small things, like if you can't get out of the bed and sit quietly and meditate in the morning, what's the likelihood you're going to run a multi-million-dollar company? Mm. You know, that kind of stings a little bit when I give people the reality of that, but it's the truth. You know, so I'm really about let's master those small things, because we're the common denominator in everything, every pursuit of happiness or success that we'll ever attempt. We're that common denominator, and if we're not right, if we're not mastering that part, then everything else kind of pales in comparison to that.
So mastering the small things, the foundation is everything. What is your daily routine for peace? And it's about being happy, fulfilled, and peaceful. So here you are, your R.J. Hodges Speaks brand touches lives every day, and your coaching sessions, it said, with clients is about reaching people, empowering them, actually doing it. So what are they doing? Let's break that down into specifics. What are they doing to create that change?
And most of my clients, they're all different people from different walks of life, so everybody has a different goal. One of the things that's really big about my coaching is that it's not a one-size-fits-all, so it's not a you do this and everybody does the same thing. I like to really be specific to that particular person. But first and foremost, they're having a routine of peace. They're meditating in the morning. They're meditating in the evening. I'm really big on health as well, because what good is it to be successful if you're not healthy? And what I find is about 90% of people, they don't rest well. Right. Always ask a question, do you sleep at night and wake up fully rejuvenated in the morning and ready to go? To this day, I've been asking that question for years, and I would definitely say probably about 95% of the people tell me no. So my thing is I teach people how to start up. I also teach people how to shut down. Mm-hmm. Then we go into how do you think? Because how you think, again, goes into playing the major role into who you are. And I always say that we're born, in my opinion, with this blank canvas. I think we come into the world with this blank canvas, and then, you know, mom and dad and society and brothers and sisters and everybody around us, they start to write on our canvas.
Yeah.
But at some point we have to ask ourselves, is the writing on the wall now serving us well? So now we start digging into what's written on your wall. What fears are there? What things have you internalized over the years that are now dictating how you operate and how you move? So it goes into that. And what I actually do with my clients is I create a personal plan for them. Just based on what we find out in sessions, I create a personal plan of instructions, things that they do every single day. I truly believe in strategy. I think strategy is one of the best things. One of the things I always promise my clients from sessions is that when you walk out of here, you'll know what you need to incorporate tomorrow. You'll also know what you need to unincorporate. Because I think coaching is great for therapeutic purposes, but I think also coaching is just that. You need to be coached. You need to know what to do. And that was always my biggest thing in the beginning of getting coached myself or going to speaking engagements. I love to feel better, but when that person leaves and I wake up tomorrow, I want to know what to do specifically for me. Mm. You know, so that's what the sessions are all about. It's really about, of course, me giving you the foundational things to do, but it's also me learning you so that we can craft and create a plan that's strictly for you to get you from where you are to where you need to be.
Oh, sounds lovely. It sounds lovely. I'm ready to start taking some coaching calls. You know, what's very interesting about you is, you know, because you're talking about the coaching and every client is different and the strategy being so important, but you also, besides being a one-on-one kind of coach guy, you also do a lot for community. So one of your expertise is about making community better. What are practices we can implement to make our local community better?
First and foremost, get involved. I think that's my as my speech for community. I sat on a lot of boards in the local community that I live in, and that's really my first thing to people is get involved. Get involved in some shape or form. You don't have to, you know, be out every single day, but, you know, join your chamber of commerce if you have a business in your community. Make sure that, you know, you sit on different boards. If you have kids in a community, you should be figuring out how you can sit on the school board. You should definitely go to all of the school board meetings. But I think, you know, beyond that, making our communities better, it just starts with very simple things. This is something that in my neighborhood we're working on better to implement, and that's just speaking to each other and knowing each other's names. RJ, that's not technical. It's not, but I guarantee you. Yeah, because people are looking for technical stuff. But I guarantee you that in most communities today, you could go, and if I told somebody, I'll give you $100,000 if you can tell me the first and last name of everybody in your neighborhood or your subdivision, or at least the 10 people closer to you in your subdivision, most people would look at me like, what? I don't know them. And to me, that's sad, because it's something about when you don't know a person, you don't have the same level of regard for that person. And, you know, I'll get on my soapbox real quick, but I think that's what's kind of wrong with the country that we live in today. We don't know each other anymore, and we're not taking an interest to not just knowing each other, but knowing about each other. And when you don't really know about a person, it's easier to judge. It's easier to form opinions that aren't really true when you don't know anything about this person. So I think in our local communities, we have to get back to that. We have to get back to my grandmother when she knew everybody in her community, first and last name, their kids, you know, their cousins. She knew everybody. That makes a difference, because you're more apt to respect somebody that you know something about.
Oh, it's a game changer. You know, it's interesting hearing you say that. I experienced that even when I used to work at corporation. And I actually preferred to do my own thing, you know, and if there was a luncheon, I was always like eyes rolling, like, oh, I'd rather go to the gym at lunch, you know, I'd rather go read my book, I'd rather disconnect. And I remember once actually feeling quite obligated to join fellow employees and bosses for a lunch, and I did so literally without them knowing, just purely out of obligation. But what I got was this enormous aha. Because I'm quite a social creature. I started connecting with all these people in a new way that wasn't work-related, getting to know them as human beings, connecting with them on a people level. And when we came back to work, what I found was all my relationships had changed for the better, and we were relating to each other differently. And my aha was, my goodness, when you break bread with somebody, spend time with them.
Right.
You create relationship, and creating relationship changes everything. And interestingly enough, not only did it change relationships, but created a much happier workplace, because there was connection and companionship there and a knowingness of each other. So from then on, that was my thing. When somebody asked, do you want to go to lunch? Do you want to do this? Do you want to celebrate that? And my first inclination was a no, let me push away, go to the gym. I would then think, no, the benefits you will reap, Deb, they will be exponential. And that became my practice thereafter. So hearing you say that about community, RJ, I know this to be true. Because when you get to know people and connect with them, everything changes, the support system and so forth. It's a brilliant suggestion, and so easy, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I'm sure somebody is listening. They're like, wait, that's not easy. I'm not, you know, I don't know how to meet people, you know, in my community, or I'm not, you know, I'm not a real social type of person. It could be as simple as starting to just wave. A wave is so amazing.
Yeah.
If you just, it's just that person that's checking their mailbox and you're driving by, just do a little wave, and then they wave back, and now at least you've taken step one. You've broken the ice, and maybe you wave for just a week. And then maybe the following week when you're riding by, you crack the window and you go, hi. So now you're wave, and now you're at a high. And then you do high for a week. Then the next week you wave and you high and you go, what's your name? You know, so you're building up. I'm not saying that this has to happen overnight, that you have to go out in some crusade and knock on everybody's door in your community and, you know, actually, hey, I'm such and such, if that's not, you know, who you are, what you want to do. But my thing is, do something, because at the end of the day, when we don't, we all suffer. You know, we all suffer from the things that come out of not knowing each other. I always tell people I learn so much from other people. Sometimes I'm doing coaching sessions with clients, and I feel like maybe I should pay them, because I'm learning so much from their life and their experiences. And, you know, we're different, so they've been places I've never been and seen things I've never seen before. So I'm learning things from them, and then I look at them in a whole different perspective, because, I mean, I just had a client the other week that was telling me how, you know, he's an older guy, but he fought in Vietnam, and he was just, and I'm like, wow, like, tell me about that. Because I wasn't around when Vietnam was, I don't even know anything about that other than what I've seen and what I read, but to get that from a first-hand perspective, I see him in a whole nother light. He's now a hero for me. It's like, wow.
Aw, you youngster, you.
Right.
Well, I got to say, RJ, I want to come live in your community. I want you to roll down your window and say hi and start connecting.
Come on. You know,
so nice. Right. Come on, people.
Yeah. Bring a fan. It's quite hot where I am right now, so just bring a fan and you'll be fine.
All right. I like hot weather. I'm down for this. It sounds great, and I like community and connection, so I'll be part of your local community. How about you guys? How about your local community? What a simple but profound suggestion you're hearing. This is Debbie Dashinger and Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show on Twitter at Debbie Dashinger. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My Bestseller Book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com. www.truelybeingyou.com.
Would you like to be a part of creating a sustainable future on planet Earth? The El Lugar Foundation, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane Heer, is a non-for-profit organization providing alternative ways of working with and preserving land for a sustainable future. To donate and learn more, go to crowdrise.com/change the course of our. What kind of Earth would you like to see passed on to the next generation and beyond? crowdrise.com/change the course of our.
Life is good and all is well, yes? Life is good and all is well, yes?
RJ, how can we increase our net worth by increasing our network? I love this because it's a bit of a riff on what I opened up with about money and money mindset. So I know that's one of your expertise, our network and our net worth. Talk to me about that.
One of my mentors when I was probably about 18 told me, he said, listen, you should be able, and this is probably making me a little old, but he said in your Rolodex, and for people that don't know what a Rolodex is, let's just say your cell phone contact list to make it up to date. But he said, you should be able to look in your Rolodex and have somebody that could answer any question or any need you may have at any time. And I didn't really understand that. But now I understand that that is your net worth. Your net worth is all about who you are connected to. And networking is one of those things that I think a lot of people we've said over the years, but we haven't really understood it. I've kind of, you know, put some twist on it today because now I understand that networking is not just about having people that can do something for you, but also having people that you give and you impart into as well. And the bigger your network is, the bigger the connections that you have, the better off you are. Most things in our world, they happen as a result of not what you know, but we know the saying, it's who you know. And then I'll add something to that. And it's also about how well they know you.
Yeah.
So I'm really big on networking because, again, I got into this Mission Unstoppable book from networking. The gentleman that I was on the phone with that day is a good buddy of mine, and we were just having a conversation. And
well, 1,000%. Okay, so I couldn't agree with you more. And I honestly, I think all my business comes from relationship. Mm-hmm. I want you to talk about, because let's be honest, not everybody's really good at this.
Right.
They don't often realize their attitude and how they come off. Mm-hmm. They don't often realize that they're in a situation socially, even in a checkout line. Sometimes you could be, if you just turned around how you be, you could, you don't know who's there. I did it once. I have to be honest. I'm going to call myself out. So this is a poo-poo moment for Debbie. I was standing online at a local pharmacy, and some guy came up behind me, really tan with coiffed hair, and he gave me this big smile, and I was just in a mood like, oh, my God, this line is so long, and I just sort of looked at him with some look.
Right.
I wasn't smiling back or anything, and blah, 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 I go on. And after I checked out, I went, oh, my God. And I realized he is in Los Angeles, very, very, very famous guy. He's been on for decades. He does the weather on a very popular channel. Anybody would know him who lives here.
Wow.
And I'm going to say out loud, it was Dallas Raines. And I was like, oh, my God, I am such an idiot. And so, what was possible if I had started a conversation? At the very least, an amazing conversation, right? Or
right.
A fun connection.
Very much
so. At the very most, who knows? So for all of us and them, then there are people who are maybe missing opportunities. What do you suggest to develop this relationship so they can increase their network to increase their net worth?
Take my workshop on learning. No, I'm just playing. the first and foremost thing is I always say start small. The mindset for networking, again, is not what you can get from a person, it's what you can give. But also, think about it like this. Just get good at saying hello to people.
Yeah.
I once had this rule, and I need to put it back into effect for my own life. I call it the 3-foot rule. If you're within 3 feet of me, I am going to speak to you. I'm going to ask you how you're doing. Don't be so quick to tell people what you do and how you do it. You know, don't be that person that, hey, my name is R.J. Hodgins. I'm a speaker. I'm a coach. No, be interested in somebody else, because by doing that, sooner or later, they'll become interested in you. But my first thing to people is just start speaking to people.
Yep.
Stop looking at people as they're dangerous or they're weird or, you know, or they're different from me. Take that as something that intrigues you enough to say hello, and always be someone that's willing to ask a question. Hmm. Questions spark conversation. I can be in the line at, you know, a store or at a Walmart or something like that, and I was in the line the other day, and the lady was buying something. I forgot what it was, but I didn't know what it was, and I said, hey, and she said, hey. I said, let me ask you something. What is that? And she just started telling me what it was and what she did with it and da-da-da-da-da. And before I know it, I asked her, I said, oh, okay. I said, you live in this area? She said, no. I asked her what she did. She told me she did PR, marketing, and branding. Guess what? I always need better PR, marketing, and branding. So I said, I said, let me, you have a card on you? She said, sure. We didn't even get around to what I did. It doesn't really matter. But I sent her an email later and told her, you know, who I was and how we met. And now we're in contact, and we may even do some work together. So it's just really about building, you know, networking. What I often tell people is, when you're networking with people, you're not trying to close a deal, because I think that's where people mess up. They only want to talk to people that can do something for them and that can close some deal out. Or, like you said, the guy is smiling at you and you think it's something else. You're like, oh, who is this person? What do they want? You know, entertain people for a little bit. You always, if you pay attention to your intuition, you know when a person is not genuine. So if someone's smiling at you and you say hi and then they say something kind of off the wall, you can dismiss yourself at that point. But why dismiss them before they go there? Because it could be something special and something that would absolutely be life-changing.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. That's so clever. You spent 11 years working at one of the top law firms. You have a background in corporate America, RJ. What have you learned about being a leader who flourishes?
Oh, my law firm days, my shameful past. I got to take that out of there so nobody will bring that up. corporate America was great. I learned a lot at that particular firm. I actually, at that firm, that was when I really decided that coaching was a calling for me. Because I spent quite a bit of my time there doing coaching sessions. You know, I didn't call them coaching sessions, of course, but it was really just talking to people about their life from them, from their perspective. They would want me to, hey, come here, let me ask you a question. And it was just me constantly giving advice. But through corporate America, I learned structure. And I think structure is a big, big thing, not only in the corporate world, but structure is a really big thing in business. And like I said, working with a lot of, you know, entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs, I always teach them that level of structure that I got from corporate America. Because
what do you mean by structure?
Structure meaning that things were always together. They knew. Okay, when a new person comes in, we're doing this. They knew that when we had cases, the first step that we do is this. We do this. We do this. We build time at a certain amount. Everything was kind of laid out. In other words, there was a system in place. So I guess I can interchange structure with a system. And a lot of times, that's what I'm looking for in my life and in the life of my clients. What's your system like? And people are like, well, hey, I don't have a business yet. No, what's your life system like? Mm. What type of system do you have in place that keeps you balanced, that keeps you happy, that keeps you peaceful? One of the biggest things I do with my really, really busy clients is, when do you disconnect? And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, when do you stop? When do you turn off this machine of, I got to make it happen, and I got to do this, and I got this goal? And most of them will say, well, I don't really. Okay, you're going to self-destruct. So a part of your system should be doing something fun once a week. A part of your system should be getting out and as my grandmother used to say, smelling the roses and taking advantage of life. Because to me, no matter how many goals we have, life is meant to be lived. And there's a quote, I can't remember it verbatim, but it always says, don't get so caught up making a living that you forget to create a life.
Yeah.
And I'm so passionate
that's John
about
Wooden.
That.
That is John Wooden, the famous basketball coach who said that.
Wow.
And
I need to
write
that
down. I work out at his gym, so I actually see that quote every day. And it's really very profound, especially in America today, corporate or entrepreneur, that we have lost the ability to take a vacation, to take a breath, to push away and to stop. And people are just going 24/7. So how about you? I mean, clearly human, you hit roadblocks in your life or delays. What great habit has helped you the most when you hit roadblocks?
A lot of prayer. a lot of roadblocks that I've hit in life has come from me doing the opposite of everything that I just told you guys, because, you know, as being human, sometimes I have to remind myself I'm a very driven person. An extremely ambitious person. And if I'm not careful, that can happen 7 days a week, 365 mm-hmm. days a year. But what I have to understand is now I learn how to pay attention to how I feel. I really live off of that now. So if I'm doing something and I don't feel right about it, or it doesn't flow, everything should flow, in my opinion. There's no room for stress in this life. If I have stress about something, I need to pull away from it. Mm. You know, because if you're really tuned in to yourself, you understand that the flow is easy. You understand that the flow is something that you don't have to force. So today when I feel myself forcing, or I feel myself stressing, or I feel myself at that point where I feel eerie about something, I pull away from it. Let me come back to that another time. Or let me make a decision that maybe that's just not something I need to do. And I'm more free today to do that. I mean, I try not to inconvenience anybody, but, you know, if it's something I'm supposed to do and I feel really, you know, just a weird feeling about it, I am quick to call and say, hey, listen, I have to cancel, I have to reschedule, or whatever the case may be, because I would rather honor myself than to force something and then be in a bad position. So today I overcome those roadblocks by really just paying attention to me. I pay attention to how I feel. I really pay attention to my intuition, and that goes back to the meditation, because the more I've done that over the years, the more I've been more in tune with the intuition and how I feel.
Wow. Meditation, check-in, intuition, how do I feel, and pushing away. You know, we're going to take a very quick break and come back from closing thoughts with RJ. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show at DebbieDashinger.com or Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@DebbieDashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@DebbieDashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@DebbieDashinger.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you, being you, are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com. What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Talk radio is the most effective way to promote a book, business, product, or personal story. Done correctly, radio interviews will open doors. MediaMasteryRadio.com offers training and media strategy. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn to message yourself. Get results when you are interviewed, such as sales, followers, speaking gigs, and new customers. Programs, products, workshops, and private sessions at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and International Bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today. U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critics' picks. By Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by.
RJ Hodges, here we are at the end, and this is Dare to Dream. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
One good one, and that is to take or grab the torch. What I mean by that is all of my heroes in this industry of speaking and coaching, they're getting older, and at some point they have to retire, and I want to be in a position to take that torch from them and lead with just as much integrity and greatness that they have led in. That's my biggest dream.
I know you have an amazing offer for us and for the audience. Can you share quickly what that is?
Yes. My book, what we've been talking about this whole time, The Art of Mastering You, if you go to my website, rjhodgesspeaks.com, click on books, and order a copy of the book, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure you get an autographed copy of the book, and also I want to give you a free 20-minute coaching consultation that's going to be virtual. So we're going to get on the phone or on Skype or Zoom, whatever works, and we'll talk about who you are, where you are, and how specifically life mastery coaching can assist you in getting to where you want to be. So please take advantage of that.
I adore you. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You are so inspiring, RJ Hodges. And if you want to know more, again, RJ Hodges, that's rjhodgesspeaks.com. Remember his amazing free gift for an autographed book as well as a 20-minute free coaching session. How does it get any better than that? I end today's show with this quote from Dean Koontz. Intuition is seeing with the soul. Thank you for joining me today. And if you enjoyed the show and whatever you got out of it, be sure to write below, comment, and send the show forth to people you love and will get something out of this. Remember, the secret of success is beginning. Don't just dream. Dare to create your dreams into your reality. We'll talk again next week.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time.